Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. And this is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990 and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw area. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it truly is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support both adoptive families, birth families, as well as the adoption community. So we're really grateful to you, our listeners, for being a part of this podcast and continuing to support our mission. We are in the midst of our ongoing series of Meet the Staff of Adoption Associates, and this has been a really kind of fun time for us to get to know each of our staff a little bit better. And today we are talking with Michelle Dykema, who is our Executive Director, and I'd like to welcome Michelle to the show.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, thank you so much for coming on today, and we're just going to go ahead and jump right in because these are just quick little excerpts from each of our staff, and we wanted to hear, I guess, Michelle, from you today about your role in the agency and the work that you do with Adoption Associates.
Yeah, sure. So I've been working in adoption for a little over 17 years. I had to do the math, but about 17 years. I've been with Adoption Associates for about 12 of those years, a little over that. I've been the executive director for about 2.5 years, coming up on 3 years. So done a bunch of different things over the years. Started off right out of graduate school doing home studies. Eventually worked in the domestic infant program. Also worked in a variety of our international programs. Did some setup of programs. Now I'm doing the, of course, the supervision of the staff in our corporate office, and then also all the other things that come with being the executive director, overseeing operations, strategic planning for the agency. We're a small agency, so I'm involved in things like marketing, networking with other agencies, finance, property management, HR, state, federal compliance, so a little bit of everything.
Right. That's a lot of tasks and duties. And I imagine, though, that, you know, being an executive director in this particular agency, it still affords you the opportunity to be directly connected with the work and the reason for what we do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think that's really one of the pluses of being a little bit of a smaller size nonprofit agency. I get to really be hands-on yet too, and then of course just work day to day with our great staff and everybody else who's, you know, equally passionate about it.
So on a more personal level, Michelle, would you mind telling us just a little bit about yourself, who you are outside of Adoption Associates?
Yeah, sure. So I've been married to my husband, Randy, for about 26 years, a little over 26 years. We have 3 kids, so 2 of our kids are adults already, and then we have a 15-year-old at home yet. Just really, yeah, enjoy the time we have with family, and I don't have a whole lot of spare time outside of work and family, but I do love to cook, and I find it to be sort of a stress reliever when I get home from work at night and on the weekends. So like to cook, like to eat. I love to read books. I like nonfiction, historical stuff. I like books on human behavior, that kind of thing. So love to read when I have the time. I like spending time outdoors, but mainly in the warmer weather.
Right.
I like to take my dog for walks, just kind of enjoy nature. I like to travel too, so see different cultures, visit museums. I'm a little bit of a nerd that way. So yeah.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. You do mm-hmm. also have a personal connection to adoption. Would you mind sharing a little bit about that and maybe how that's come to impact the work that you do?
Yeah, sure. I think my personal experience with adoption over the years is really why I'm doing what I'm doing today and why it's my career and really one of my, you know, main focuses in life, my calling too. My mom was adopted, and I always tell her I'm going to just, you know, share how old she is with everybody, in 1950. So she was adopted as an infant in 1950, which is, you know, really a different era in the adoption world. But so I grew up knowing her story and her experience, and just being she being raised and me having the experience of just really the very best adoptive grandparents I possibly could have had. And so then when I was a teenager, my parents adopted my two brothers, and so I was a young teen when they went through the adoption process, and that was when I really came to understand, or started to understand, what the role of social workers are in the work of adoption, and it just really was fascinating to me, and really I think that's where it started for me with regard to where I would go professionally. And so then, yeah, I spent the rest of my teen years with young brothers who were adopted, and they're, you know, just part of the family and great to have as brothers. And a little later on then, had my first two children by birth, and then we decided to adopt our third child. So in, let's see, 2005, we adopted our daughter Avery from China. So, and that was just a really great experience for us, and just, you know, raising her has just been one of my greatest joys and delights in life. Just kind of watching her develop and blossom has been really wonderful. She's a 15-year-old girl, and she just got her driver's permit, so she's, you know, it doesn't come without challenges, but it's been a really wonderful thing. I wanted to just add, one of my brothers and his wife just adopted a new baby. So I have a new adopted nephew, and he's just been a really delightful addition to the family. So
how exciting. So obviously this personal connection that you have, as you said, has really kind of transitioned into a calling. And now the number of lives, you know, that you're touching through your work is just really quite impressive. Is there something in particular about your work or your role in the adoption process that you would say is your favorite, or that you really enjoy?
Yeah, that's a pretty hard question to answer. I like a lot of what I do. I think in my particular role as executive director, what I really feel challenged by and compelled to keep doing really on a day-to-day basis is figure out ways that we can keep doing our work better and better. I think that we're very singly focused on adoption. That's our mission. That's kind of how we've always focused. And I think that's such a, you know, such a peer goal for us as an agency, to just keep focusing on doing the work of adoption and doing it to the best of our abilities. So I think that we're the best in the business in Michigan, no doubt, but I think we can always be looking at things like our marketing materials and our processes and our just general service to clients, and I really just am challenged by how can we always be doing that better? How can we always be giving that our best? So I think that's kind of, you know, from the, you know, kind of business professional side of things, what I really get energized by. But I think that sort of less tangibly for me, I always go back to thinking about the fact that babies and children are really vulnerable. I mean, that's just human nature. They're born really vulnerable. And as human beings, providing parents for kids, that's the best we can do. I mean, that's like, that's God's plan, that vulnerable babies and children are cared for by parents. And there's just something really profound in the fact that adoption does that, and that it's so deliberate in the work that in the work that we do, being private infant adoption and then also in international, I mean, in domestic, for example, I mean, the birth moms that we work with, they're choosing this, and they're choosing that protection and that love and security for their baby. And, you know, we put families through a pretty arduous process, adoptive families, to be qualified to adopt, and they go through that really willingly and deliberately, and so that they can be the, you know, the caregivers, protectors of kids. So this is something really, really profound about that to me. It's just, you know, a great thing. It's really humbling and honoring to be a part of that.
Absolutely. And just love, you know, hearing you talk about that, because even for our staff, you know, sometimes we kind of get in the day in and day out of the tasks that we need to do as our in part of our work. But to hear you say that and to be able to take more of a bird's eye viewpoint and wow, you know, each and every task that we perform in our day does speak to that end and how important that is. As many of our listeners may already be aware, November is National Adoption Awareness Month, and I was hoping, Michelle, that you would talk about what plans are in place and how Adoption Associates is going to celebrate the month of November.
Yeah, sure. It's a busy time for us and exciting time. We have a lot going on, and I really am personally looking forward to a lot of it. Really all of it is great. We have our fall gala coming up, we call it the Uniting Hearts Creating Families Gala. That's coming up on Friday, November 9, over in West Michigan here in Grand Rapids area. And that's always a fun event, a kind of celebration of adoption. And we have the day prior to that, actually our keynote speaker for the gala is coming in a day early, and she's going to do a workshop that's open to the public on transracial adoption. So that's on Thursday, November 8. And we've got a lot of people coming in for that. So that's going to be a great event. We are doing an all-staff marketing campaign the week of November 12th. So we have all of our staff getting ready to go all over the state of Michigan with our materials, posters, information packets, making visits to places like the crisis pregnancy centers, the health departments, putting up posters at places like libraries, coffee shops, gas stations, wherever there's a place for us to put a message that's, you know, our kind of positive message of adoption. So last year we did that, and I think we hit over 330 locations across the state. So, of course, my goal is to top that this year. So that's week of November 12. You know, we're also doing a couple of things. We're doing some giveaways for clients. We're doing, we're selling T-shirts. Generally, I think, you know, we want to promote the agency, but I think more importantly, what I really hope to accomplish with all the things that we're doing in the month across the state is just sort of raise general awareness about adoption, that, you know, choosing adoption, to plan adoption, that's a really positive, hopeful thing. And you know, we're here to walk alongside people who might be considering adoption, both the prospective birth parents that we might work with, but also with adoptive families.
Awesome. And we really are here at the end of the podcast for today. So this has been a great conversation with you, Michelle. I'm pretty sure we could continue on, but we are now at the end. So thank you for today. For those of you that are listening, if you're interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, if you want to learn more about our upcoming gala or the Transracial Adoption Workshop, anything that you want to hear about purchasing a shirt or how you can get involved in our Adoption Blitz for the month of November, we could share posters and materials with you as well. We would love for you to call us at 800-677-2367. Be sure to also continue to follow the Adoption Focus podcast. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. AdoptionAssociates.net is our website, and we will continue a conversation with another staff member next Tuesday at 11. For now, Michelle, thank you again for today. Appreciate you coming.
My pleasure.
And this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day, and we'll look forward to next week. Bye-bye.